Okay, a brief, interesting shaila about Pesach. I have been enjoying going through the third volume of Tshuvot by Rabbi Asher Weiss. So he has the following shaila. We know that there is a prohibition not only to eat meat and milk together, but there's also a prohibition de araisa to cook basar and chalav together. So someone asked Rabbi Asher Weiss, do you think about our bonfires before Pesach, where we burn our chametz, so everyone brings whatever they have, they throw it into the fire, and someone asked, do you have to be worried that one person is bringing his milk and one person is bringing his meat, and then they land on each other, and they're, right before it gets destroyed, it's making a cheeseburger in there in the fire. Is that a problem? So I thought it was a cute shaila. So he says, first of all, the first question you might think is there's a machlokas, Rabbi Gevager in the Taz, which is called a suffix psikresha. So normally a psikresha means that not only is it also to do something prohibited, it's also to do something that has an inevitable entailment, which is usser, right? Even if it's not what I'm actually doing, but if, right, I'm planning on, according to most postcom, I'm planning on walking through a room, I mean just to walk through the room, but I know that it's going to turn on a light because of a motion sensor, and I want the light to be on, it helps me, so that's a psikresha, the nichale, it's a necessary entailment, and therefore it's usser. There are postcom who argue on that, but okay, let's assume that for a moment. What happens if it's what's called a suffix psikresha? The case is that it's usser on Shabbos to trap or to untrap animals. Let's say you have a box, which is, if it is filled with bugs and you open it, you will free the bugs. But you don't know right now whether it's filled with bugs. So it might be a necessary entailment that if you open it, the bugs will go free. It's a bit complicated, but okay, fine. So is that usser? So it's a machlokes, Rabbi Gevager and the Taz. So maybe it depends on this question. If the milk and meat land on each other and then cook, so then what you did, even though you didn't mean to cook it, it was necessary entailed by you throwing it into the fire. If you think suffix psikresha is aser, so then this would be prohibited. If not, it would be mutter. So that's his first possibility. But then he says that's probably not true, for a few reasons. One is, he said, it may not be suffix psikresha if you have no way of figuring it out, right? You're just throwing it all together. There's no really way of figuring out what's going on. Maybe even the shito that are machmer and suffix psikresha will make ill in that case. Maybe. But more importantly, he said, and this is the simple answer, is that it's usher to cook meat and milk together. It's not usher to destroy milk and meat together. And he said, throwing it into a fire to destroy it for chametz is not called cooking, that's called destruction. And he notes that in the Gemara and Tzmura, in the Mishnah and Tzmura, when it talks about how you destroy certain things which are asur b'hana, which you're not allowed to benefit from, so one of the ways you do it is by burning it. And one of those things is basar b'chalav. It's a machlokes b'yehuda and l'chachamim, but at least potentially you burn basar b'chalav. And he says, yes, I know in that case you're burning something that already became basar b'chalav, so it's not exactly the same, but it's similar, right? It's similar. And even if you don't like that proof, he just said misvara, logically, right? This is not called bishul. This is called what he calls derech kilayon. It's called destruction. And there's where Rav Asher Weiss says halach l'maisa, which I think is very reasonable, which is, well, it may be true that technically you threw meat in and your neighbor threw milk in and now it's having a nice bonfire, so it's making a cheeseburger there in the middle of your fire. You're not cooking. You're doing something derech kilayon. You're destroying basar b'chalav. That's the mitzvah. And therefore, you don't have to be worried about cooking basar b'chalav in the process. I thought it was an interesting shaila. I think the answer is pretty straightforward. I think his final answer is really, as he says, the key to it is that this is not called cooking, it's called destruction. But it was an interesting challenge to think about anyways.